any smile you might see has all been hers. Darling, I can't go on without you. This emptiness won't let me live without you. This loneliness inside, darling, makes me feel half alive. Baby, I need your love.
Four Tops and Baby, I Need Your Loving. Now, patients with hypertension, is that you? In Coventry, are being invited to take part in a trial which could help reduce the risk of having strokes. Those who sign up will be offered a one-hour-long ultrasound session, which it's hoped will significantly reduce their blood pressure. All treatments will take place at Heartlands Hospital in Birmingham. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined by Dr. Franco Capuccio from University Hospital Coventry, who's involved with the trial. Good morning. This is a very interesting one. This is aimed at people who've basically got high blood pressure. So what are you trying to do with this trial?
Yes, high blood pressure obviously is one of the most important causes of heart attacks and strokes. And the beautiful thing is that we can prevent those events by treating blood pressure with tablets. So the majority of patients do take tablets to reduce their blood pressure. However, there is a small proportion of patients, we regard about 8%, which in Britain overall could add up to about 800,000 people in Britain, despite the maximum treatment with tablets, still are unable to maintain their blood pressure within target. So this particular trial is trying to address any additional treatment we can provide to patients, so severe patients, those who are really resistant to the standard treatment, and trying to provide them with extra reduction of blood pressure that would add up to extra protection from strokes and heart attacks. So this is the end of the spectrum of the severity of high blood pressure.
Now, we would define, and it's often been defined as the silent killer, hasn't it, high blood pressure?
It is the silent killer and still is. That's why we tend to screen and measure blood pressure. Even people are looking well, they don't complain of anything, because there are hardly any symptoms that high blood pressure can give until you are struck with an episode. Could be a stroke, could be angina, could be kidney failure. So all these things happen out of the blue, apparently, but they are all a trail of evidence that if you manage to check blood pressure regularly, as we all do now at our GPs, for any reason, if you pop in for a jab for a flu, you have blood pressure taken. And that's exactly to try and find out very early on when the blood pressure is raised. And then we use tablets to treat blood pressure. The majority of patients do well, and we do a lot of successes and save a lot of lives over time. However, there is a small proportion of patients that we see on a regular basis in our specialist centres that, despite the standard treatments, still do not achieve the target. And that's where this trial is trying to add knowledge and evidence for these type of patients.
Now, we should point out, this is a trial, so there's a particular section of the population that you're looking to participate in this trial?
Yes, this trial, first of all, is obviously is testing a new treatment which has been proven at the early stages of trialing to be safe.
What does this treatment do then?
Sorry?
What does the treatment do?
The treatment is basically applying ultrasounds, the ones that you and me may have for lots of things to test, you know, to check when the baby is grown.
That's not you.
That's an ultrasound, or if I have a kidney ultrasound, very common. So all these are completely external to the body. And this ultrasound applied specifically to the areas of the kidneys, to the loins, externally, would try to destroy some nerves in the kidneys that reduce the hormones and might sustain blood pressure in those patients. Now, the patients we're really trying to test this new treatment on, and this is the clinical application of trial, not trialing the actual test. The test is safe, it has been tested, but now is applied to the clinical setting, and that will be carried out at Heartlands, because it's a highly technical setup to prepare, and we're trying to ask all patients around the West Midlands, in fact, and that's why I'm here for the cognitive workshop patients, to encourage them if they are fulfilling the basic criteria.
So what is the criteria?
The criteria would be any patient with high blood pressure between the age of 18 and 90.
That's a big span.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those who have a blood pressure, systolic blood pressure, the top number above 160 millimeters of mercury, despite the regular use of at least three drugs for blood pressure control.
Right.
So those who fail to achieve targets below 160, despite those, will be eligible for the study. And we asked them to either get in touch with Heartland directly. We have a telephone number, is 0121 424 2158, and that's from Christine Locum, who's the senior nurse in charge of the trial, under the guidance of Dr. Indranil Dasgupta, who's the consultant nephrologist at Heartlands, or get in touch with me at Coventry Warwickshire.
And you have seen, Franco, in other trials, there has been a decrease in blood pressure amongst those taking part.
Indeed, this treatment has proven to be effective in the majority of patients in which it has been tested, and has already been done in the West Midlands in 8 cases already here. It's really quite... And we are one of the very few centres in Britain that's been selected to take part in this national trial. It's pretty safe, may only leave some temporary pain in the loin area, which could be controlled with normal painkillers.
Just a little bit of pain.
But that's it. And okay. In face of the effect, it would be obviously something very, very safe.
So if you're listening to this and you have high blood pressure, you are aged between 18 and 90, your systolic blood pressure reading, that's the top number, is more than 160, and you're currently taking three or more prescription medications for your high blood pressure, and you'd like to be part of this trial, call this number, 0121 424 2158, to see if you're eligible for the clinical trial. And just very briefly, because I'm running out of time here,
sure.
But when might you get results of this trial?
Well, the sessions will be run from January, February. By the summer, the study will be completed in Britain and results will be available probably at the end of the year.
All right, watch this space. I'm sure we'll come back and talk about it then. Dr. Franco Cappuccio, thank you very much indeed. I'm gonna run away from you.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire Travel.
Here's Sarah.
Thanks, Annie. Just the one problem a little bit further out between Hockley Heath and Knoll, Box Trees Road is still closed off at the A3400 Stratford Road.